Hello, everyone. Welcome. Normally, I would tell you what episode this is. And I guess it's still technically an episode. But I really came on just to let you know that I wasn't going to do a full episode this week. This past week, managing my mental health, my ADHD diagnosis. I recently started a new medication and, you know, dealing with my triggers and my anxiety, which have been on 100, probably more, these past few days. I don't want to force an episode out of me. Yeah, I don't. That wouldn't be authentic. Wouldn't be real. Quite frankly, most weeks I might have an idea or a thought of what I want to talk about, but I generally do not know until I sit in front of my laptop and have everything set up and press record. And it's a few minutes before midnight, and I don't have anything. Nothing that I am comfortable enough sharing. I'm very open, very transparent, and very vulnerable about a lot of things. But some things are very, very important, very precious things to me. I keep them close. And when I'm actively going through something very, very difficult, I keep that close. You know, that's too raw and too real to try to share at this moment. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to practice what I preach and take care of myself and do what's best for me. And so I hope that you're doing the same. I'm sure I'm not the only one tired with everything going on in the world and everything that we're dealing with in our own personal lives and families and friends and work, etc., on top of what's going on in the world. It's a lot. And so show yourself some grace as I am doing the same. Love on yourself. Do what you need to do with whatever time and energy that you may have to nurture yourself, to hold space for yourself. Reach out to a friend or family member that has earned the precious space of being in your intimate circle. If you need someone else to hold space for you because you can't do it for yourself, don't go through it alone. You don't have to. Hold on to your joy by finding something or recognizing something that you are grateful for, even in the midst of your darkness. Today, I decided that my goal is to every day write down 3 things that I'm grateful for. I'm going to put it on my wall next to my desk so that I can keep track and I can remind myself that even when I'm going through something hard and difficult and sad or whatever the case might be, there are still things to be grateful for, and that both things can and often are true. I don't choose gratitude to ignore the very present thing that I'm dealing with, but to provide balance so that the weight of the struggle doesn't pull me under. So I hope that helps. I hope that encourages you whenever you're listening and wherever you're listening to this. I love you. I want what's best for you. And pray for me. Thank you. Send me some good vibes. I'm sure this will pass. It always does. And I will have given myself the space and grace so that I can come back next week with another episode of the Radiant Sessions. Until next time, again, I request that you visit the website www.luzselenia.com. Last week, I made some updates to some of the designs. I added some hoodies, cropped and regular, some sweatshirts, long sleeve t-shirts as we are approaching the fall and winter months to keep you warm, and some radiant gear. There are some bags, stickers, and a new line of items for any of my Afro-Latinos, Afro-Latinas. Yeah, I'm excited about it. And I hope that you support. If you haven't already, I humbly ask you to leave a rating, a review on Apple Podcasts so that more people can find the Radiant Sessions and tap in with us. If you aren't following me on Instagram, you can follow my personal page at Win, Lose, or Draw. That's Win, L-U-Z, or Draw. You can find the Radiant page at the T-H-E-E Radiant Sessions. And you can like the Facebook page at Radiant Sessions Podcast. Any of them or all of them, I would greatly appreciate it. And if you are following me, or when you do follow me, it is also helpful that if you see something that I post that you resonate with, you like, you think it's funny, you think it's good content, that you like it, comment on it, save it, share it to your stories, share it with your friends in their DMs, so I could continue to build my platform, and more importantly, as I build, to share this message and help other people on their journey and provide them with information, encouragement, to be their most radiant self. All right. That's all for now. Bye-bye.